Hello, Thomas. What's back. Up?
We are back.
Before we get started, if anyone's out there curious to know how they can help support the show, the easiest way, free way, steal someone's phone, family member, Uber driver, and subscribe to the podcast. That's easy, right? Everyone should be doing that. You can also head over to our website. We got an awesome sale. Buy one, get one free. I mean,
shirts and hats.
You leave money on the table. or head over to our Patreon. And we have new content exclusive for Patreon members going up all the time.
What do you got for me today?
It's kind of a wild world out there. Okay. The first one I got, if you wouldn't mind pulling up this video, we work in very stressful jobs. And so do our brothers and sisters in blue. This video is a little bananas to me.
Florida cop resigns after footage of him mistaking acorn drop for gunfire.
Oh, I think
those fucking squirrels, man.
I'm telling you, dude.
Talk about squirrel.
It just goes to show how high strung people are right now. For those of you, for whatever reason, are not watching on Spotify.
Did anybody die here?
No. So they have a suspect who's handcuffed in the back of his patrol car.
This cop's patrol car.
Okay. He hears an acorn hit the top of his patrol car. He proceeds to believe that he is shot. He gets on the ground and opens fire on the vehicle, thinking that the shot came from the inside.
What is that saying? Whether you think you can or
you can't, or can't, you're right.
You're right. Whether you think you're shot or you're not,
you're right.
You're right. Okay. All right. So, I got to
play. Let's take
this.
A look.
Okay. That's great.
So there's a handcuffed person in the back just getting shot.
I'm hit. What? I'm there. I'm in the car. I was shot through the car.
Where are you shot, bud? Medics are here. Where did you get shot?
Do you know your tag number off the top of your head?
What you don't see is his partner opens fire on the vehicle as well.
Which
I get it.
What? Yeah,
your partner starts shooting.
Where, right there?
So this is from the partner.
Jesse, are you okay? Get out!
Holy!
Can you
cow.
Imagine? And then his spouse is outside being like, what just happened?
How many? 24 rounds total between the two of them?
Yeah, probably 10 plus one. Or
and they didn't hit him? My leg? Oh, this is so bad. Holy cow.
So, a lot to unpack there. First of all, the memes that have come out on this are my absolute favorite. My favorite, though, is just like when Ricky Bobby flips his race car and he gets out. He's like, I'm on fire. He's like, Bobby, you're not on fire.
Ricky Bobby, they didn't shoot you. Oh, my God.
So
I do feel bad for the partner.
Oh,
like, you know, because it's
she was just trying to.
Where? What?
Yeah.
I didn't hear nothing.
I'm trying to help
you. In
the
car.
Out.
Okay. Fuck. Yeah. All right.
It's absolutely amazing to me. So he resigned, obviously. I'm sure he was given an option to either resign or be let go.
Will he get hired ever again?
100%. 100%. He is a police chief in 5 years.
All right. Okay. I'm glad that you didn't get shot. Because then it would be hard to laugh about this.
Oh, like he's
we couldn't
fine.
Even, we couldn't even laugh about this and make fun of it had he been like hurt or killed.
I think
so it's that guy's going to resign. This dude's going to have emotional anguish. He's going to get millions of dollars. You know, he's going to sue the city. Like,
oh, he's getting paid.
You know, and then there's going to need to be a policy now in the police department that you can't park under oak trees. It's just the facts.
Have you ever seen that movie, The Other Guys?
Which one's that?
It's the one with Will Ferrell and Marky Mark.
Oh, I've seen parts of it. They're both cops, right?
Yeah, they're both cops, and Will Ferrell shoots his gun inside the office, calls it a desk pop, and then they give him a wooden gun. So this guy's going to get hired somewhere and have a wooden gun.
Yeah. You give him one of those guns in No Country for Old Men, where it's like the air gun one? That only shoots it out and pulls it back.
So yeah, that's
like,
all he gets. You got to be real close.
So it's like, I mean, it's just going to shoot out and back like 2 feet in front of him. That's it. Only if you're in Point Blank.
If you're in Point Blank. I got some more cop stuff, but let's go back to the fire service because we're not any better, right?
That was it. We unpacked it.
That was it, man.
Dang.
I mean,
come on, man. All right, what would be the equivalent of a firefighter doing something on a fire scene? What would be the equivalent?
Okay, here's I got it.
Okay.
You walk into a house and you see a spark coming from somewhere. It could be a light switch that just got turned on. You pull a 2.5, you bring it inside, and you unload on the house.
Actually, I think you see a spark. You see a spark, and it's like the power in that corner goes out. The light goes out.
Yeah.
You go fucking get a water supply, and you put the deck gun on it.
Or you cut a hole in the
roof. You cut a hole in the side of the house, put a deck gun right on the outlet, and then... I don't know. You got to cut a hole in the roof. I mean, you probably got to cut the whole roof off.
Yeah. Or someone coughs real hard and you're on a medical and you shock them.
Okay. Yeah. Man, I just finished working out and just breathing heavy. Adenosine.
I'm going to start an IO.
Yeah.
People are high strung these days. And I never been in... I've never been a cop, never been in a situation like that.
All right.
But
you know that shit like this happened before body cams and nobody ever said a damn word.
Uh-huh.
You didn't get shot? No, man, I got lucky. Where'd the suspect go? He fucking ran that way, down the green belt.
So you let him go and you're like, listen.
Manhunt time.
You got to get out of here. I'm going to say you shot at me.
Get the fuck out.
Why do you have so many holes in your car? I don't know. That was all him. He stole my gun. He shot up
and I got it back.
And then I wrestled him.
Yep. And he fucking ran off.
Yeah.
Boom. See this? See this right here?
He had to punch himself.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy. Let's bring it back to the fire service. FDNY chiefs accused of taking safety inspection bribes. So the FBI raided the homes of two chiefs accused of taking bribes to fast track inspections. FDNY Chief Anthony Saccavino.
That's a mob name.
That's a mob name.
Yeah.
And Brian Cordasco.
How's that spelled? Let me see that.
Cordasco. Brian Cordasco.
That's another mob name.
100% mob name. They were sidelined by the FBI when they raided their homes. Saccavino is the head of FDNY's Fire Prevention Bureau.
Oh, man. Yeah, they've been doing this forever.
Forever. Yeah. You're not just like, hey, I'll do one. You know, like they have been doing this so much that the FBI got involved. So basically, they were taking bribes to fast track building inside the city of New York.
Is something wrong with that?
I don't see why.
Hmm.
I mean, like, you don't need sprinklers in that building. I'll just go ahead and sign this. You probably
looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. All plastic doors? Sure. Go ahead.
It says you owe me $18,000, though. Okay.
Yeah. Sources say their alleged activities have nothing to do with the Deputy Mayor of Operations list, also known as the DMO list, in which City Hall is accused of identifying developments run by friends for the mayor. So this has already been a problem. Now they have this entire list of people that can't be working inside the city.
This mob.
This sounds legit. Here's the question, since we just asked about this. Are these guys going to get another job?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Who's going to hire them?
Oh, I'm sure that they'll
get a consulting job. Private contracting consulting job.
I feel like if you're part of the FDNY, you can pretty much go anywhere and just say, I was the FDNY.
You probably could.
Right?
I mean, if you leave on good terms.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're... Yeah, I mean, that's not the first time, right?
No, I mean...
It's pretty big level. I'm sure if the FBI got involved, we're talking millions of dollars.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah.
Like, you're out there, you're like, hey, you're just a chief. How do you have a summer home in the Hamptons?
Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Interesting. How are you out there?
Yeah. It seems strange, the level of...
Like, chiefs that are double-dipping, kind of?
Yeah.
Like using their position to...
It seems like there's an opportunity for chiefs in admin positions that are not connected to operations, that there's some improprieties.
Could be.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, just lack of oversight, right?
Yeah, seems like they can kind of do whatever they want.
Okay.
Georgia firefighters wake up to burning ladder truck.
We've had that. Not the ladder truck, but we've had the engines catch fire in the stations.
I had a brush fire catch fire in the station, just being plugged in the shoreline. But
a brush truck, you mean?
Yeah. Spalding County firefighters were alerted to a smoke in their firehouse just before 3 a.m. Spalding County firefighters were alerted to smoke in their firehouse and discovered their ladder truck was burning. Pretty good. I'll show you this video. Ooh. I mean, it's a lot of fire.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's legit. This fire chief said this could happen to anyone. Seems like a pretty specific problem when a ladder truck catches on fire. Shorty, you being a nerd.
All my fire chief friends say that this could happen to any of us fire chiefs. No, chief, they're just consoling you. They're getting off the phone with you, and then
yeah,
and then you're the joke.
All right. That sucks. This might sound insensitive. Do you think that that fire truck, because it was yellow, killed itself?
Was it like lime green or was it yellow?
It was lime green.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was just like, listen, if you're not going to paint me red, I'm going to paint myself red.
The best looking fire trucks are the red with the
black top.
Oof. Sharp.
Sharp.
Yeah.
I think that was Chicago that started that.
Yeah. Paint. Those are.
Yeah. It's in honor of the.
Those don't kill themselves.
No, they do not.
Nope.
No, they don't suicide themselves. It was. The black over red is to honor the ones that have fallen. So, like, that takes precedence over the fire department.
That's
where that came from. So, that's cool. But yeah, sad day when you wake up and your fire truck's on fire.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get excited to go to a fire, right? And we get to leave.
You're like, wait, we're going to the station?
Oh, what? This is not the fire I want to go to.
No. But then after, and you know, like, all your buddies are okay. Oh, just
well, no, because you're there. You can't do anything. You got a ladder truck, right?
Yeah.
And you got to call the neighboring engine, and you're just waiting outside.
And you're like, hey, thanks, guys.
You're down in the corner waving them in. Yeah, it's that way. Yeah, we got it. Okay. The fire station that's on fire that's under notes? Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we got it.
We see it.
Yeah. You it just endless giving them hell.
Oh, man.
For having to, like, put out a fire at their firehouse.
Yeah. You guys know you're supposed to cook in the kitchen, not in the cab.
Now, that being said, we have come back to a firehouse completely charged with smoke because someone forgot to
okay turn. Would you yeah I think you'd rather would you rather
okay
light your station on fire because you left food going and like the kitchen going or because your engine and truck caught on fire
because that's not my fault if I let because we've come back and we've forgot to like
but you're gonna get a new kitchen off.
Well they're getting a new fire truck and maybe they might paint
I know
it
that's gonna
time.
Take a long time it's I mean that's like what a couple $1 million now so you get, I mean, if I'm sure if you were doing budgets, I would think that you'd be like, yeah, I'd just rather the kitchen catch on fire.
Oh, you know? If I'm the fire chief, of course, yeah. I can redo that kitchen. And if it was our
so because you're
kitchen,
selfish, you're willing to just cost people millions of more dollars.
Oh, thanks, man. thanks for backing me into a corner. Bring it down for a second. Two police officers and a firefighter were fatally shot. And another officer was injured after responding to a domestic incident early Sunday morning in Burnsville, Minnesota. It started out as a 911 call about a domestic incident. It ended with two police officers and a firefighter and the suspect dead, with a third officer wounded in a suburb of Minneapolis. Agents with Minnesota's Bureau of Criminal Apprehension are still conducting their preliminary investigation. What prompted the 911 call early Sunday from a home in a wooded, well-to-do neighborhood of single-family homes about 15 miles south of Minneapolis. The medical examiner's office said on Monday afternoon that officers Paul Elmstrand and Matthew Rouge, both 27, ooh, young man, and Adam Finesith, 40, a firefighter and paramedic who was assigned to the city SWAT team, so this was their SWAT medic that went in, died of gunshot wounds in the emergency room. The man who killed them was Shannon Gooden. He was 38. Of Burnsville. Medical examiner said Tuesday that he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So he went in, shot everybody, and then killed himself because he's a coward.
Or they went in to his house?
They went into his house because they got called for a domestic violence.
So they'll, yeah.
Yeah. Burnsville police were called to the home around 1:50 a.m. Sunday about a domestic situation where a man was reported to be armed and barricaded with family members in the home. That included seven children, yeah, ages 2 to 15. That's... Evans declined to say which resident called, so I'm guessing one of the kids called. They spent quite a bit of time trying to negotiate. At some point, he declined to specify when. Gooden opened fire, killing two officers and the firefighter.
It's not good. Domestics are seem to be almost the most dangerous thing we go on.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many unknowns. And part of the problem that I think we have specifically is sometimes we're going in there by ourselves without the police. You know, we've talked about it on the show before, but like this is another area of the fire service that we're getting into now that we are
not
woefully untrained for. And unprepared.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's something very similar to when a police officer stops a car on the side of the road and you're walking up to it.
Yep.
You're not entirely sure what's about to happen. I mean, to me, that's what it feels like. We don't have the training or the equipment to deal with that kind of stuff. Now, granted, this was a bit of a different situation where you have a SWAT team going in with a SWAT medic with them. Some departments will arm their SWAT medics. Others will not. Like when I was at my old department, we were SWAT medics, but we didn't have any weapons. We just had body armor. And so you're incredibly vulnerable. So pretty sad story. I'm sure more will come out as the investigation kind of keeps going. But yeah, brutal, man.
One more?
Let's go one more.
All right.
Let's finish it on a more, I don't know if it's a happy, it's happier than that.
Well, we got to finish with some laughs, right?
Let's say that you're on a fire scene and you're running it. Let's say it's a 5-alarm fire and you have a chief come in and...
The chief?
A chief.
A chief.
Let's call it the chief.
All right. The okay? chief.
He comes up to your car. He starts saying some wild stuff and you're like, are you drunk right now? Like maybe you shouldn't be here. How would you handle that situation?
Get the fuck out of here.
So no, you just
no, no.
Tell.
I mean, no. Saying, are you... You drunk right now? Hey, I really need a guy to handle staging.
Yeah, you'd put him in staging.
I don't know. Just and here's another guy to communicate on the radio. You all in sit stat for staging.
Would you slam him on the roof of your car?
What did he do?
Well, let's say he was trying to interfere. Let's say he was like, "Hey, I'm on
my mic," and he's like, we're going defensive.
No. You say, let's say you are defensive. He's like, we got to get everybody inside, and we're going to get all the hoses, and we're going on it.
We're back on the attack.
Yeah, you're like, chief, it's collapsing.
Yeah. Back on the attack.
Yeah.
Offensive.
Well,
I'm the one calling the plays here.
There's a cop in New Jersey who had somewhat of a similar instance, and I sent you a video.
Camera video shows a heated altercation between a Bradley Beach, New Jersey police chief and a sergeant. CBS 2's Christine Sloan reports on the incident. And the
you see him give him the hand.
Knife hand. He knife hands him.
Body camera footage shows the Bradley Beach police chief, who is now on paid administrative leave.
Look at his legs sticking up.
He's like, is that your gun?
Your gun's digging into my hip.
Oh, it's all, you know what? It's always about these goddamn uniforms. All right. I can't even watch this video now and like pay attention to content. All I'm going to do is let's see what his uniform looks like, his jacket.
Multiple video angles of the incident through an open records request. The chief and the sergeant ending up on the hood of a patrol car.
He's not even wearing a jacket.
The sergeant is heard on video saying this. The chief then is heard telling the sergeant he's relieving him of his duties. We were unable to get comment from the sergeant, who police tell us is still on duty. We tried to get comment from the chief, but no one answered when we rang what we believe is his apartment doorbell. Bradley Beach mayor has released a statement saying he's received the prosecutor's office report on the incident.
And the legs.
I love it, dude.
I can't really comment in detail. detail at this time, but I am confident we will have closure shortly.
Under Attorney General guidelines, a police chief can't investigate him or herself, and that is why the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is involved. That office tells us in a...
All right. I've concluded the investigation of myself.
I was...
By myself.
I had no
and
problems.
And I'm not guilty. Okay.
So he's on
we
a track.
We talk about uniforms too much in the fire service.
Well, obviously in the police as well.
I've yet to hear, other than impersonating a firefighter or impersonating a police officer, a uniform complaint from the public.
Yeah, never once.
No. Ever?
Ever.
Probably not. And this guy, so he shows up and he's complaining about my jacket that's under my bulletproof vest in the middle of my DWI stop.
So he's this police officer.
That's a clown question, bro.
This police officer had pulled somebody over. They were doing a stop. The police chief comes up and starts to give crap to the police officer about his jacket. He interferes with this person.
Hey!
This person's jacket.
Your jacket! Where's your jacket at?
It's unreal, man. Here's what I have to say. Good for that police officer. Like, if you don't back up, I'm going to lock you up. Like, that is awesome.
Better back the fuck up or I'm going to lock you the fuck up. You're going to be in the back of my patrol car and then some acorns are going to drop.
And then everyone's getting
Everybody's
shot.
Dead. All because you had a problem with a uniform.
Oh, God, man.
What an idiot.
What an idiot. So this begs the question, where's he going to work next?
Mountain View Fire or Mountain View Police Department.
Where's that?
Lakeside, Colorado.
What happened there?
Well, that's where all the ones that, you know, like, that's like the jail cell for police officers. You know?
Oh, that's like
it's
job
still
jail?
On duty. Yeah, it's job jail. Oh, it's bad. Man. They're all fired from old places. It's super corrupt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my wife got a traffic ticket one time driving to, it's like a little, it's sandwiched between Denver and Wheat Ridge.
Okay.
And like, it's kind of like 40, you'll know this area, but nobody on 44th Avenue to like 38th.
And oh, it's like small.
It is like maybe 4 square miles, maybe.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Okay.
She gets pulled over.
What was she doing?
The cop said she ran a stop sign. She's like, I stopped back there. And he goes, you just didn't stop long enough. It was like.
Rolling stop.
No. You stopped. Just not long enough.
So what is the appropriate time to stop?
Stop to stopped, right?
Well,
the car comes to a rest.
It doesn't say on the red sign, stop for 3 seconds. It just says stop.
You didn't stop long enough. It said it on the ticket. So I was going to fight it, right? No way you're doing that, right? If you want to come to court, then the fine would double and all this stuff. Or you just pay the $200 right now. You know, and then you can only come to court. You have to set these appointments, and
that's dirty.
Way out. You know, it's all dirty. And that's how they make their money is they just ticket the shit out of everybody. Because where else are you going to get your money? You're in
4 square miles, right?
Like small. Yeah.
Ooh, that's nasty.
So he's going to be the police chief there. But I will tell you, they're going to be really well dressed.
Oh, no jackets.
Shit better be.
No jackets.
I mean, let's go back and look at what he's wearing.
He's wearing
Look at that collar.
What a slob.
I mean, come on, man. That's got it's popped up on one side.
I can't read what's on there, but I assume that it's something that has to do with the fact that he's a police chief.
I'm the police chief. All right, let's go back.
I need to wear a...
Tap into Asbury Park, an online news outlet.
I can't read that, yeah.
I can't read it, but I'm assuming it's something that says he's like...
All right, well...
I assume it's like Chiefs Association of the World.
Let's just use it as a lesson to just, let's just stop with the uniforms. Do you look presentable? Is it clean?
How about are
there not holes in it?
Job.
Yeah, are you good at your job? Are people complaining about your uniform? No. Like, do you smell bad? Okay, go shower.
I work with some stinkies.
Yeah.
It happens.
We should have a policy on that. Do we need a showering policy?
Yeah. Will you mind drafting that up for me?
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Now that you're a policy guy.
I'm a politician. Yep. All right, Craig, I'm done with this.
Let's head over to our Patreon. I have a question for you about what it's like being promoted to chief.